It's that warfare that we fight in the spiritual warfare that Ephesians talks about. Look at Ephesians real quick. Ephesians 6. Notice this. Ephesians 6. Dealing with this idea of this battle that we fight in this world we live in. Is that we have two options. The world's way of thinking and doing or God's way. And what Paul just told them in chapter 4 and 5 and up to this point in chapter 6, he's saying that this is God's way, God's business in the kingdom of how he does things. And I was thinking just recently on how, you know, our biggest issues are not learning the things of God. Our bigger issues is really unlearning the things we've learned that ain't of God. And kingdom living is contrary to worldly living. Of relationships, it's different in marriage, it's different with children, it's different with work. In every aspect, kingdom living is different than how the world functions. Now the problem is, we for so many years has been so inundated with a worldly way of thinking, and we have to unlearn that. Learning kingdom ways is not the challenge, it's the unlearning side. That's why you see so much trouble with relationships and marriages. When you read words like this in verse 22 of chapter 5, "Wives, submit to your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as also Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body." That runs total opposition to the spirit of the atmosphere of our country. Of the idea of a man being in headship over his wife with an assignment from God to do what God's set them apart to do. One, a lot of marriages have no clue that they've been set apart for a purpose other than just living in this world and collecting things and having children and accumulating wealth and dying. Our mission is totally different than that. And our marriage is to be an example of the gospel of Jesus. You keep reading on down, that's what he says. Everything about a marriage is to represent the gospel, the fact that Jesus took us and done something with us and transformed us and is using us and making us to be fruitful and multiply in his kingdom ways. And if you went about the country teaching these principles, it's going to either incite celebration from some that want to go God's way, but on the other hand, it's going to be pushed at and it's going to be mocked and it's going to be laughed at. I go all over the place preaching, and I've had testimony after testimony. People say, "Boy, that preacher was doing good till he got on the issue of women." And instead, he started talking about women and their role in the family and in the body of Christ. He could have just left all that out. He done got the getting in business that he shouldn't be talking about. Business. Hear it all the time business. When I go play. Man, I said, "Boy, I enjoyed what he was saying until he got personal about women." But remember, all they learned is this feministic, independent, a woman is just as equal, and women are equal in the eyes of the Lord to men. The men are not more favored than women in the kingdom. It's an assignment issue. It's a role that God has given in authority. It's just like your boss is no better than you as character and person before God, but your boss is still assigned over you and you work for them. Doesn't make them any better than you. It's just the way things work. I like how John Wayne said, "I don't give a man a job." What did he say? "I hire a man to work. I don't give him a job. I hire him to work. When he works, I pay him for what he does," you know. And at the same time, we see that. Well, Ephesians gives us all these practical issues about God's way of doing business in this world. And then that's why he says in verse number 10, "Finally, my brethren," of chapter 6, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Well, what does it mean to be strong in the Lord? I'm pretty sure what he's saying is to be strong in the Lord is to be wise in the Lord. Be wise in the Lord in the power of His might. In the knowledge. That's the power of God, is having knowledge. He says it so many times throughout the Scriptures that my people perish for lack of knowledge. That knowledge of Him and His ways is where our might's going to be found. Knowing how to live life His way is might for us. Wisdom is strength for us. And so what Paul is saying is that we need to know God's way and need to walk in God's way with His help. That is to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might, putting on the whole armor of God. Why? Because we wrestle. We're in a war. We're in a conflict with who? With what? Not people, but with, verse 12 says, principalities, powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. You know, what are these types of people in our world, people that are have power, that govern and rule and are in leadership, what do? They write laws. They legislate laws that govern a land, and those laws are normally popular opinion. They're normally pushed by some lobbyist because somebody wants this or somebody wants that. The world we live in says we wanted the free right as a woman to have an abortion. So they wrote laws to protect them to be able to do that. So that's the kind of thing. And then you raise another generation that comes behind that a couple generations later. All they know is that women, it belongs to a woman, the right to choose whether she wants to give birth or not. That's her choice. And they'll fight you tooth and nail on it. Why? Because a couple generations ago, they put it into law to say that it is legal for women to make that choice. So it affected the thought process, the philosophies. You talk about your movers and shakers, your artists, your entertainers, people who shift the mindset of a society. This is what we're talking about here. That battle is where? In the mind, the way people think, the way people process. And what we in the kingdom do are trying with our own life and helping others, help them unlearn some of these lies and falsehoods that they've clung to and held to. And that only happens when we are what? Wise and in the Lord.
And many of them are sitting in pews Sunday morning.
They're all over. Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yes.
They
are.
That's where I see the big. Once they get that lie stuck in their head, you ain't getting it out.
Yes.
It's going to take God favor.
Yes.
To get it out of them.
Right. Taking every thought captive.
You can say it. You can show it to them. You can open the Bible and say, what does this say? And they still not going to believe what their eyes say.
Yeah, yeah.
There was a preacher on TV this morning talking about that. He said, well, the kids nowadays are not educated, they're indoctrinated.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is, now you got to unlearn them, all that.
See, all they're doing is making it
desensitized.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. And see, they can get away with it.
Yeah.
Because it's education in the sense of, but it all has an agenda of these principalities and the powers to affect the way people think.
Yeah.
And what happens is that, like I said, learning the ways of the kingdom is not as hard as unlearning the things that we've been indoctrinated with over the years.
And I know God allows Satan to do what he does. Satan has tons of financial resources to give people that will follow his agenda.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Funneling money to things that go against the agendas of ethics and morals and biblical principles and stuff, trying to fight it. It's that warfare. Now, you're not fighting against them, the people. You're fighting against their agendas, the way they think and how they think. And the only thing that tears that down, that's where it says our weapons are not. We don't fight it with natural means, with carnal means. Our weapons are mighty in the Lord for the pulling down of strongholds and vain imaginations that exalt themselves above the knowledge of God. See, that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with a thought process that says it's better than God's way. It's more important than God's way. And these kids and people that we work with have been indoctrinated, if we want to say, and influenced with a system of thinking that exalts itself above God's way. And teaching them the truth is not as challenging as it is helping them unlearn what they've always known. And the truth, though, as Jesus said, the Son and His truth will what? Set you
free.
Set you free. And that's why we teach the truth. That's why we ask God to get involved in what we're doing so that it will pull down these strongholds.
But like the Jews said, where were we enslaved? Where were we not free?
John, who are you talking about?
Yeah.
There ain't nothing wrong with us.
Yeah, we're free.
Yeah.
And
that's the mentality. When you tell a man he's dead, he's like, huh? You mean I'm dead? You talking about, I ain't dead, you're a fool. I'm living. I got life. Well, you're blind. You're dead to the things of God. You can't see Him. You can't perceive Him. That's why you live and think and do what you do.
There was something in John that talked about the darkness.
That's right. Darkness couldn't comprehend it, couldn't understand it, couldn't take a grasp on it. The darkness can't. He says in John 3, men love their darkness and don't come to the light. He said, I came to the world and the world didn't know me. I came to my own didn't take hold of me. But those that are born of God, not by blood, not of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but those that are born of God do what? Take hold of Jesus. Because Jesus done something with them. You know, but when you're in darkness, you're in darkness. Now His light, though, transforms that darkness. But He's got to do it. And that's why we share His... That's right. We're the witnesses. Like John the Baptist. John the Baptist was a witness that just proclaimed Him. And He's the one that transforms lives.
That's right. We can't. I wish we could, but we can't.
Can't. Can't even transform our own.
That's right.
Much less somebody else's. He's got to do it, you know. Amen. Well, look, we're going to flip on out there. Father, thank You for today. I ask that You use us. I pray that we as a people don't become in a position where we get cynical or apathetic over what we see in our society. We have Your solution. We have You. And You are the difference maker. And I pray that not only are You making a difference in our personal lives, but You're using us to declare that difference to a world around us. Help us be those men and women in a fellowship of people who go forth to see You work in the lives of those that have been trapped in darkness, that they may see Your light in life. We praise You and thank You and just give You glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Love y'all.